People blog just because it's something that's fun to do rather than necessarily to make money at it. And are those people that come to your class like that, or they're trying to look for it as a revenue source?
No, yeah, a lot of it is passionate. It's the plastic surgeon who wants to talk about her shoe collection, or it's...
Really? A plastic surgeon wants to talk about shoes?
A lot of people have, you know, these quirky passions. It's the girl that's a physical trainer but is really into vegan recipes, so she wants to start a vegan recipe blog. So it's usually a side project that just... For me in particular, it snowballed into something really bigger. Like, I'm on the phone with you right now, which is major.
Oh, by the way, you were also on the Today Show. What was that about?
Oh, my goodness. That was so fun. So they were in town for the South Beach Food and Wine Festival, and they interviewed three bloggers on Miami fashion, and I was lucky enough to be chosen to be one of them.
And what did you say?
What did I say? I had to pick a model and dress her, so I put her in a local Miami designer named Alexis, and I put her in some... I try to push our Miami talent as far as I can, so I'll always put my models in Miami designers from head to toe, from the jewelry to the clothes.
Oh, well, that...
So that's what we did. We talked to Natalie Morales, and we got to meet Flo Rida and Paula Deen and all these chefs, and it was interesting.
Oh, because it was the food and wine. I saw Paula Deen is trying to make a comeback. She had a little bit of a problem.
I saw that, yes.
Yeah, talk about what's healthy and what's not. So do you, on your blog, you mostly talk about either fashion or... one of the other things, by the way, in that study that was done was they said that a lot of the... Let me just see if I can find this again. A lot of the things that people are interested in blogs for are things like cosmetics, beauty. So there's some topics.
Yes.
And I don't know if you found that to be true, that people are more interested in on blogs.
I find that, at least for me, fashion blogging, it's completely saturated. Everyone's posting pictures of themselves. It's me, 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 buy this, wear this. And for me, that recipe no longer works. You need to mix it up. You've got to give people compelling photography. You have to give them some personal juice. Like, for me, it was the other day I had a meltdown because I found all these brown spots on my face. And those are the posts, you know, that generate the most traction and the ones that my readers can relate to most. So I'd say that you need to mix it up. It just can't be about fashion or it just can't be about recipes. You've got to put some personal guts into it.
Here's what the study said, just that you might be interested in. Fashion blogs and message boards are strongest with respect to cosmetics, special occasion clothing, and casual clothing, and then, of course, accessories. That gets us back to Michael Kors, by the way. Maybe you can tell, you know, people who aren't as familiar with Michael Kors what it's like from a consumer side, but I think they were, is it your sense that they were the most famous for their watches? I mean, that's, or...
Funny, at least here in Miami, that gold watch, he made a gold watch a couple of years ago for the, you know, for the woman that couldn't necessarily afford the gold Rolex that's on Kim Kardashian's, you know, wrist. He made a gold watch that, you know, was attainable and affordable for the everyday woman, and that definitely made him popular. But I'd say his handbags, at least here in Miami, are omnipresent, and they're very popular.
Yeah, those handbags are amazing.
So nowadays, it's like with the big lock on it, and yeah, those are really, really, really popular here.
Did he have, I didn't notice, actually, were there handbags, and did he feature any accessories in his fashion show?
He does. I just remember this past show being, you know, very heavy knits and lots of thick sweaters and denim midi skirts and things like that.
Yeah, I guess he was showing his own shoes, but... Because he does make shoes, right?
Yes, he does. Yes.
Okay, and so what else? Just turning back to that Working Girls, I'm interested in that class. So you teach them about social media, too. I mean, they must know how to, like, use social media. So do you teach them how to monetize it or how to use it to build a brand?
Well, let's say we had a man who came to my class, believe it or not, men do show up, and he owned a home renovation company, and he was like, I don't know how to drive business to my website. And I said, okay, well, open a Facebook page. You know, you open your Facebook page. You can do that as a business, not under your personal account. You know, you open whatever it is. It's Fantastic Toilets, whatever it is. Let's call that the business name. So he opens his Facebook page, and I told him, you know, every day post a picture of your latest renovation, do some before and after pictures, post information on the new coolest toilet. I mean, there's toilets nowadays that basically do all the work for you. There's the blow dryer and the washer. You know, you just keep people up to date. And I always tell people to follow your competitors and mimic their behavior. If you really can't come up with something different, just see what your competitors are up to.
And so is it true that almost every small business now is having to have a Facebook? I mean, even the small business, obviously these big companies are doing it, and they have teams of people, I think, working on it. But you think that if you're in small business now, you have to have a social media presence?
100%. For this mom-and-pop hotel I manage in New Jersey, whenever we have a newsletter and I post it on our Facebook, we get 20 calls. So there's definitely something to be said about that.
Yeah. And but what if, you know, I can imagine some of these companies, you know, they're pretty stretched pretty thin, you know, and to try to find that, it's kind of a little scary, I think, for small business. Now, with everything else you have to do, now you have to keep up a social media presence.
I know. It's a lot. It's definitely a lot. It's overwhelming. My father, when I try to convince him to, you know, do this, he had no idea. He doesn't even know how to turn on a computer. So try explaining that to him. It's basically...
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, that was another thing the study was saying. Although, you know, almost everybody's, you know, has a mobile phone now and knows how to do those kinds of things. But a lot of this is to reach the millennial customer. And the millennial customer, you know, is pretty important for most businesses. That's really kind of the sweet spot in a lot of businesses. And they just are interacting on social media now. So, you know, it may be tough, but it seems like people have to do that.
Absolutely, yeah. We're definitely more savvy.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
All right. So do you have any last pieces of advice about, you know, what people should be buying if they're going? Now, by the way, the stuff that was shown in the fashion show was for the fall, right? What's hot right now?
Well, it's in Miami. What's hot here is not going to be hot. What's in
Yeah. Okay. So tell us Miami. We all want to be in Miami tonight. That's for sure.
Oh my God. It is so hot down here. But you know, the crop top is still very hot. I'd say that menswear, a baggy trouser, a blazer, that's really big right now. You know, that borrowed from the boys look we were talking about earlier. Flats, I think flats are totally cool, and they have to be pointy-toed. That's my new rule of thumb.
Oh.
I think that you see a lot of pointy-toed flats. And I went to a Roger Vivier fashion show the other day, and funky heels are making a comeback, whether it's arched or bejeweled or triangular, like very architectural. You'll be seeing more really, really architectural heels.
Well, you know, just to bring it back to the point of, you know, this is a business show, this is a retailing show, when you're talking about all of those trends, you know, if pointy shoes are back, what are you going to do with all your square-toed and round-toed shoes? You're going to throw them out and go out and buy new shoes. So the more these things change, the more what you have in your closet looks dated, and the more important it is to go buy things. So
mm-hmm.
That probably motivates a lot of what's going on in the fashion shows. You want to show things that are new so that the stuff you have in your closet looks dated. But if it's too out there, I don't think people will want to buy it. So it's kind of a tricky line to from season to season. Have you noticed that over the years? You know, how, you know, when, maybe, I'm curious, like, because you were doing this for a while, you in 2008, when it was, the bad economic times, did you notice different trends in fashion versus now when we're starting to come out of it? And have you paid any attention to that?
What I have paid attention to is if I'm obsessed with an amazing skirt that, let's just say, I don't know off the top of my head, Alexander Wang made, and it was very architectural, and it had, like, this really cool hemline. I knew that in 1 month, Zara was going to make the same copy.
Mm.